Hello.
Hi, Caitlin. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I am doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
That is good to hear. So, yes, thank you so much for your time today. So, just like I mentioned yesterday, we are going to be checking on your account. So the purpose of our call today is to go over with the progress of your account. And then basically what we're going to see is we're going to go ahead and check as well on what you have completed so far for your campaign. And then I'm going to walk you through on your dashboard. And then we'll also check on your website and see if you have like any questions about it. All right.
Okay. Is my that was one thing I was kind of wondering about. Is my website up?
Yes, it's already up.
But I don't.
Let me see. Oh,
I don't.
Yes.
I don't think it. I didn't think it was.
You're absolutely right. So currently, we still have not gotten the domain or credentials from your domain for us to be able to apply the website design.
Oh, I
but
emailed them.
Oh, yeah, let me see. Do you
and
know
then they
when...
we're working on it, and they sent me an email of, like, what it looked like so far, and then I made some changes to it, and then I haven't heard anything since.
I see. Let me go ahead and check that one for you.
Okay.
Yes. So I see here on the 31st, there is actually... notes here for the revisions, and they are still working on it, but don't worry, I will make a follow-up with the team. 31st, and it's already the 7th, so it's 1 week already, so I will go ahead and make a follow-up on that one.
Okay,
so check in with them. And then you said you have also emailed us the credentials already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I emailed those. Let me look.
Mm-hmm.
They emailed us. Hang on 1 second. I don't know if I emailed them or texted them. Sorry, 1 second.
Oh, yeah, I actually see it now. You texted it to us, Wix.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me... Yeah, I wonder why they actually got it. Let me send it to them.
Yeah, because I've had a bunch of people. Well, it's on the business cards, and then I also have a magnet on my car that has my website on it. So, and I didn't want to put that on there until my website was done, but I have it on there anyway. So.
Ah, okay. Don't worry. So once the revisions are done, we'll go ahead and send it out.
And I don't know if you have a way of, like, notating on any of the, like, ads or anything. If they could, like, maybe just use the pictures of inside the houses rather than the pictures of, like, that outside shipping container that I cleaned. I just don't feel like the – I mean, those can be in my project. I just don't feel like they look very appealing when you are just, you know, when they're just right there because there's no context behind it. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Okay. We can certainly put notes on the account if you wanted only the inside to be published. So just to confirm, this is only for the ads or, like, for the whole campaign?
Well, like, on my website and the gallery, it's fine to have the pictures, the other pictures, like, of the pool that I did and also the that shipping container and stuff that I cleaned. But, like, on the website preview that they sent, there was, like, a random picture of the pool on the bottom of the page, and I just, I thought it didn't really fit on that page.
Mm-hmm. On the website? Okay, let me go ahead and check
that
one out.
But like I said, in the gallery, it's fine if they put it with the other pictures of that project.
I see. Okay, no problem. Let me go ahead and check on that one so I can see as well.
And also, I have a PayPal business account, so I don't know if you guys need the credentials for that also. or whatever to add it to the website for payment or how? Yeah.
Yes, you will. Actually, there is a process on that one. Let me go ahead and check. Sorry. Yes. Could you kind of give me a minute? I just needed to check on that email.
Okay. You're fine.
Thank you so much. So for this one, you may need to go ahead and generate the code to be used on the website. I will send you an email for that one.
Okay.
Okay. Let me add the PayPal placement on your... Let me just add it here. Then you will actually automatically receive an email for that.
Okay.
Oh, actually, we did send already an email. Let me see here. There you go. Add PayPal to your website. So this will have the instructions on how to do it. So you will be providing us your client ID or your code. Okay, let me send you the instructions. So the title of the email will be Add PayPal to Your Website.
Okay.
All right, perfect. So you should be getting it anytime soon. Okay, so let's go ahead and check on your rankings right now. So if you go and search for cleaning services in Kalispell, so currently you are not ranking yet, but that's okay because that is normal. We just had your Google listing verified and optimized on March, at the end of March. So don't worry because we will continue to work on your account and then as the time goes by or within the 45 to 60 days time frame, your listing should be able to get a good ranking after that. So just continue to go ahead and send us photos. And then also, please start collecting reviews as well because that will really help us with the ranking and visibility of your account.
Okay. Yeah, I've done two jobs, and I asked mm-hmm. them if they would do a review, and they said yeah, and I sent them the link, and then they didn't do it. So I don't know. Should I send them a follow-up text asking them to do it?
Yeah, of course. You may go ahead and go to the later on the dashboard. Oh, let me go ahead and do that now. I'll teach you how you can actually make a text to them. When you gave them the link, did you text it to them?
Yeah, it was that tiny URL that you guys sent
uh-huh.
me. I just sent it to them.
You just sent it to them. Okay. So let's go to your dashboard. Have you logged into your dashboard already?
Yes. Okay. I wasn't able to log in on my computer for some reason. It was saying I didn't have the right password.
I can go ahead and send it to you.
Okay, thank you. And maybe my username. I don't know if I was trying to log in on there so I could see it from the computer. And, yeah, I don't know what I was doing.
It's okay. So on the first try, did you do it, like, through the application?
What was that?
Did you, the first attempt to go ahead and log into the dashboard, was it through the application?
Well, I'm already logged in on my phone. So it was just on the computer, and I don't even think I knew what my username was.
No problem. So usually the username is always a phone number. So for your case, it is the 9469. And then we have the password for you, so you should be getting it through your email anytime soon. Let me try to refresh it just to make sure.
Oh, sorry, and one more thing before I forget. On my, services, it still says rug cleaning services on there, which I don't do. I don't have the equipment for it.
Oh, okay, don't worry. Let me go ahead and check that one.
Thank you. I think I had mentioned that before, but I don't think it had gotten changed, which is, it's fine, but. I just don't want someone asking for it, and then I can't do it.
Yes, definitely. Could you kindly tell me again what type of service was that? Web, did I hear it right? I heard web cleaning? Or?
Rug cleaning. Yeah,
rug
it has rug cleaning service on there. And also gutter cleaning service. I don't really have the equipment for that either.
Okay. Yeah, gutter cleaning is there. Gutter
I don't have a tall enough ladder for that.
Oh, yeah. So sorry about this, and don't worry. Let me go ahead and go through.
Thank you.
Let me tag our team right away so it can be removed. Okay, let me send it to them now. There you go. So I already dashed our message our team, our revisions team on this one. So we'll go ahead and remove the rug and gutter cleaning.
Thank you.
All right. And then, let's see. Okay. So, yes, give us 45 to 60 days on your account to help you out with the ranking. And then since, did you receive already the email that I sent for your login credentials for the dashboard?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Okay. And then kindly log in. Are you using your computer right now?
I'm starting it up, yeah.
Okay. No problem. Let's take your time.
Okay. So do I just go to like localsplash.com for that?
Uh-huh. Yes, yes. There's a link there as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then enter your username, your phone number, and then the password.
Oh, yay. Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right, so I'm logged in on here now.
All right.
Oh,
okay.
So, and then I guess I can do the PayPal thing real quick while I'll have you on the phone just to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, and then I go to, I guess I can open my email on here. That probably might help. I was trying to do my email on my phone and then work on the computer. That's not really working well. Okay, so welcome back. It started with Stephanie. Enter your business name for app name. I'm confused. Toggle the button. Oh, live. Okay, I don't know where live is on here. Oh, live. Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. App and credentials. Create app. Enter your entire client ID. Copy your entire. Okay, wait. So what do I put under? Oh, enter your business name. Okay, sorry, I was just skipping that step. So do I need to put the LLC or just Kate's Cleaning?
Depending on the what's the name that is on the business. Let's see.
It's Kate's Cleaning. Okay.
Mm.
What's special characters not allowed? It won't let me do the parent or the apostrophe for some reason. Hopefully that still works. Okay, and then client ID, and then I just email it to you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yes, can be send it to support@localsplash.com.
Okay.
And then subject would be PayPal client ID for my website.
So support@localsplash.com.
Mm-hmm.
PayPal client ID for website.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right.
So once you've sent it to our email, our dedicated team will go ahead and forward it to our website team so they can start working on adding the payment option to your website.
Okay, and do I need to send you guys the secret key or no?
Well, let me see. I think they only needed the code.
Okay.
Yes. Client ID or the code. Yeah, either of the two.
Okay, hopefully I got this PayPal thing all set up right. I think it was pretty standard. Like I already got a debit card for it and everything. I just didn't know if I needed to do anything else on there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't get it. Did you get a receipt?
I was just saying I don't know I'm pretty sure I set the PayPal account up. I just didn't know if I needed to do anything else on there. I don't know if you guys have the ability to see it or not, but I think it's fine.
Yeah, so if ever we need more, let's say, for example, we needed more information or there's something that's needed, we'll go ahead and reach out to you to let you know.
Okay. And that PayPal accepts credit cards, correct?
Let's see. I think yes. Major credit cards.
Okay, just because I have a commercial building that I'm going to be cleaning, and they asked me if I accepted credit cards, and so I sent them an invoice thing on PayPal, but because I didn't know how else to like allow them to pay me, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
If there's
actually
like a
very nice. Oh, sorry.
Oh, you go ahead.
Yes. So this is actually a very good option. A lot of our clients actually misses this one, but this is highly recommended because when you have payment option available already in the website, it simplifies the process of you collecting the payments. So this is a very nice option that you've taken advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so since that's completed, all right, let's go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and walk you through on your dashboard. So this is just going to be a quick walkthrough. So here on the home section, you would see there all the major information about your campaign. So here you would go ahead and see information about your active campaigns, the leads also as well. You will go ahead and see here. So these are high-level insights of your active campaigns. So the leads would depend on the products that you currently have. And then there is also a preview here on your website. So if you notice below, there's like a promoted URL. That's your domain, Kate's Cleaning.com. And then there's what we call the website editor. So the website editor actually allows you to go ahead and make revisions to the website. Let me text you the tutorial. So if you have time, you may go ahead and check on this My Site tutorial, as we call it. So this is how you can actually make edits on the website.
Okay.
So if you wanted to make revisions to it, change the wording, you can definitely go ahead and do that. I just texted you the tutorial. And then, yes, but if there's anything that you feel like you wanted us to make revisions for you, definitely we can go ahead and do it. Just go ahead and let us know. Or I can actually set you a collaboration call with our website team if you'd like. because we really wanted to make sure that the website we have created is something that our clients really want. So if you feel like a website collaboration with them would really help you express what that, because you will be reviewing the website per page. And then if you wanted to go ahead and make revisions to it, then we can go ahead and, you know, have the website team do it for you as soon as possible.
Okay.
Would you like me to set up a call with you?
Well, I'm kind of, I think with the, me being able to edit the website, I can, I could probably figure it out.
Okay.
But if I do have any issues beyond that, I will definitely let you know, and maybe we could go from there.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So just go ahead and let us know if you feel like you wanted to make, go ahead and do, call with them. Shoot us a text. Let us know when is the best time and we'll schedule it for you or call us here.
Okay.
Perfect. And then next is, so here, now let's go ahead and move to leads. So beside home, you will see here leads. Okay. Here on your leads tab, these are the leads that were generated from the day that you have actually started with us. So if you notice, let's say, for example, the Veritop, which is and the phone number ending in 6225, it is actually marked as not valid lead. So please know whenever you actually get lead AI, because our system is actually AI supported, which means it will go ahead and check on the phone call because all calls are recorded, and then it allows you to go ahead and listen to this call. So AI will try to go ahead and evaluate the outcome of the call. Now, for example, like this one, if it says it's a not valid lead, it could be that somehow this lead actually, it could be like a marketing call, something like that. So it will try to check what happened to the call or conversation. Now, for example, let's just say, for example, this is being marked as follow up by the system. And then, for example, based on the call, you were able to go ahead and, let's say schedule this one. You can actually change the status. So if you click on the lead and then you check on the right side of it, you would say it's marked as not valid lead. You can go ahead and click the drop down and then change what type of tag you wanted to put. Let's say it's scheduled. So go ahead and click scheduled. You can also add notes to it. If you say you wanted to go ahead and add the amount, how much you have actually agreed to for the quote on this client, you can go ahead and put it here, and then this will then give you history of this for this lead, like calls, text messages, everything will be recorded here.
Okay.
So, yes, do you have a question on this section?
No, like for one of them, that Mary Conley lady, I called her, and she said, oh, I'm at the doctor's, I'll call you back, but then she didn't, so I didn't know what to, I just put no answer for that one, but I did see that, it seems like I've been getting, the couple that I have gotten were from Yelp.
Oh, this one, the not valid leads.
Yeah.
Oh, I actually see you've changed a few already, so you already know how to do it. That is good to hear.
That one out.
That's great. So also, for example, let's just say for this one, you keep on getting like calls from marketers. Let's say, the 3536 number, the second to the last one.
Yeah, there's a Phoenix number that keeps calling me, trying to sell me what you guys do.
You can actually block them.
I can?
If you go ahead and, yes. If you click on the lead, let's say the 3536, and then you see on the right side there is like three dots there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can actually.
Oh, weird. They're not showing up on here anymore. Maybe it was because they were last. Oh, I don't know where they went. They just disappeared off here.
Well, can you go ahead and click again all? Maybe it was just hidden. Sometimes when you make filters on it, like say, for example, you only want to see the valid leads, it filters out the rest and only shows the valid lead.
Okay.
Or you may go ahead and go to home and come back to leads. It should refresh.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, I don't know. That's weird there. I don't know where they went. Yeah, they're not showing up on here now. Maybe it might have been that 415 number. Oh, no, not that one. I don't know where it went. Oh, wait.
No.
Here they are. I think it's this 979 number. Okay, I'll block that one. Because now when I clicked on it, I see all of the interactions.
Okay, and then there's the three button. You can go to spam, block, or, for example, this is a valid lead. You can also click the request review, and they automatically get the text message.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yes. But, for example, if there are leads that are not here, let's say contacts that you wanted to request review, old clients, possibly, and then they're not here and they wanted to request review, there is also still a way to go ahead and get the reviews from them. So, okay, let's go to leads. Next, let's go to, let's go to ad campaigns first before we go to reviews.
Okay.
So for here on the ad campaign for ads management, so currently you do have Facebook ads. So you actually have control on your ads campaign. If you notice, you are able to pause it. If you wanted to go in and add more budget, you can also click here. If you wanted to have like a stronger approach on your campaign, so you can add more budget. And then if you wanted to pause it, let's say you'll be away for 2 weeks and you don't want to spend your money or your ads budget while you're away, you can go ahead and pause it. Now it will actually then ask you when you would like to go ahead and automatically activate the account. So this is the activation or reactivation of the ads after pause is automatic. If in case you need to extend it, you will have to go ahead and come back here and then change the reactivation date.
Okay.
All right. And then next here on the reviews section. So here in the reviews, you see where it says like templates. What you can do, because there is a generic template line or default that we have created for you. And then if you wanted to go in, let's say you wanted to create a template for follow-ups, you can go ahead and go to request templates.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And then create new template. Yes. And then you can go ahead and template title follow-up and then create an email or a message there. You can just say, hey, I'm following up with regards to the review, and then you can add their phone number. So this is very helpful to go ahead and make follow-ups as well and request for reviews for clients, because sometimes they really forget. So this is really normal. I would suggest, like, after each service, go ahead and get the review while you have them. Anyway, it's very quick. It only takes them like few minutes to complete it. So it's best that you have them, because they will definitely do it while you have them there, right?
Yeah.
In front of them.
Yeah, because they were definitely willing to, and then I sent it literally when I was out in the car leaving. So, and then I think they probably, you know, forgot or...
Forgot, yes. And sometimes clients are actually hesitant to click on links. So if we could recall, you know, right now we are always being advised to never click on the link. So it really helps while you have them. You send them the link so they feel confident that it's really from you, and then
yeah.
They would go ahead and do it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then also, you see here, you have actually a March 26 review. Now, we have automated replies. If you notice, you see their automated replies, right? It is currently enabled. So what our system does is, for example, if a few days you don't respond to your clients, then the system will automatically respond to them, because it's very important that you are very responsive to your reviews. That's one of the factors that Google will actually check if you are actively like working on your Google listing, responding to reviews, uploading photos. So those are factors that will really help you with your visibility and your ranking.
Okay.
All right. And then next to reviews would be posts. So here, you would see that we are actually posting for you. Here with the post, this is actually something that you have full control on this one. Now, this will actually go ahead and get posted to your Facebook as well. And then, for example, if you have like promotions that you, let's say summer promotion, you have a discount. So you can actually create posts, add photo there, and then let's say you wanted AI to generate the posting for you, just give them the insights on how, what kind of posts you wanted to do, and then it will automatically generate it for you, and then copy and then paste it in the description. So this will also allow you to schedule your posting. Just click the schedule post toggle on the button for schedule post, then it will ask you for when you wanted it to be published in the time as well, and then hit save. Then system will automatically go ahead and publish it on your scheduled time. And then please continue to send us photos, because on the posting, we will be using the photos that you have provided us. The more pictures that we have, the more that we will have photos to use for the posting.
Okay.
All right. And then lastly would be business information. So here on this section, this is the information about the business. Please know not all information here is actually visible to your customers. Like, for example, your personal phone number, the 406-422-9469, this is not visible to them. So they will only see the call tracking number, the one that's ending in 4199. So, and these are also, this information can be edited as well. So let's say, for example, you wanted to change the categories, or let's say you wanted to change your business hours or the description, or let's say the areas that you are targeting. Let's say you wanted to add more areas, you wanted to expand. So go ahead and please add the information here, and then our system will actually trigger it to our revisions team. They will go ahead and check in the review and process your request.
Okay.
And then the service area.
Okay, sorry, I was working on two things at once. Oh, okay, I can even reorder the photos. Okay, cool.
Yes, exactly. You can go ahead and reorder this photo so that depending on how they will actually show, especially on the website. But please know, for Google is the one who actually controls the pictures that are the order of the pictures. So they will be the one to select which ones goes first and the order of it. They have full control on that one. And then at the bottom, I see that you have already provided us your business license. So this is really perfect. This is very important. For example, let's say the listing got suspended for some reason by Google. If we have the document, then we can go ahead and process the reinstatement right away. And we don't have to call you and reach out for the document. So it makes the process, it gives a speedy process and makes the reinstatement process faster.
Okay.
All right. So, I think that would be – just a quick reminder, because you are actually going to be getting more online presence, and this would actually result to more calls, of course. Like, people will be calling you for service requests. You will also get calls from competitors, marketing calls, along with many other. Now, please note, if any solicitor call or text comes in, this could be companies claiming to be Google telling you that there's a problem with the listing. This could be Townsquare or Oli Oli, and then they will be requesting extra money from you to go ahead and, let's say, tell you if, for example, the listing is not published or it's not visible, then they will ask extra money. Please know that these are scam calls, and you can just go ahead and hang up with them immediately to a good, because we don't want your account to be compromised. If you have like any questions, please go ahead and call us here, and we will review your account together.
Okay.
Perfect. And then, one last thing. We do want to tell you that we do have what we call the incentives program. So if you actually refer businesses to us, anyone that you know that, would actually would benefit from our services, go ahead and send them over to us, or you can call me or text us the information, and you can actually get a free month out of the local SEO services if they sign in. So this does not include ads campaign, just the local SEO, but it will be really, like, for example, for you are paying $199 for the SEO. We can actually waive that one for you and get you the incentive. So I'll send you an email. Let me do it right now. So it's called Refer a Business and Get Rewarded. So this will give you more information about our referral program or incentives program. All right. And then, yeah, I think that sums up the call. Please look out for emails and text messages with updates from Local Splash. We'll go ahead and continue to optimize your campaigns to get you more leads and more customers. Please make sure to check here your dashboard, as there are a lot of resources here for you to help you as well, like understand how the campaign is doing. If you wanted to make changes to it, you can definitely do so. If you have questions or any concern, please go ahead and feel free to contact us at 877-635-6225. And we are also available for email, chat, and text. If you notice here in the dashboard, there is like a bubble on the right side. So that's our chat. So you can send us a message there if you wanted a call, or if you wanted to schedule a call, or anything that you wanted to make revisions, you can go ahead and send us a message there and also text us.
Okay.
All right. So I think that would be it. Do you have like any questions for me or any clarifications on your account before I let you go?
No, I think that we addressed all of my concerns. I appreciate it.
Okay, that is perfect. So thank you so much for your time, Caitlin. And again, do not hesitate to contact us here if you have questions. And regarding the website, you can change that of pictures. If you need to schedule a call with the team, just go ahead and let us know.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much, Caitlin, for your day.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.